Hi. Happy election week, month, quarter. Happy election quarter. Typically election, it's election day, but this is probably going to turn out to be election quarter, where we drag the election out as long as we can and until every single person elected is a Democrat. No, I'm not going to save it for the Taiwan special because I know that you're just itching to know what's going on. But I'll tell you, what's come across my desk this week has all been related to Taiwan special stuff. So I'm going to save it. Other than this, while you've been sitting there worried about your election, I've been finishing the illustrations for Four Little Mice. I'm doing more mouse books. You know, the illustrated book, which you probably haven't read, but Four Little Mice. It's adorable children's book. Everyone who's ever read it says it's just the most wonderful thing. It's utterly hilarious. No, it uses the four temperaments from Socrates, but you'd never think so. It's just these four mice with these wildly different personalities, and they just go run around. And I based a lot of it off of the Pokey Little Puppy. It's a children's story, and it just explains life, and there's just so much wrapped up into it. Anyhow, I've been finishing the illustrations on that, and hopefully I'm going to be able to publish that and focus on other stuff. And that's really what's going to get into Taiwan special stuff, because I've really fascinating stories coming this week. But, okay, the election. I live in the world of tomorrow. And in Jesse world, the election has already dragged on up close to the inauguration. The courts have made their rulings. The people have figured out what's going to happen. And the Democrats they will not be able to accept that they've lost. I think when Hillary lost the election, she was like in a room all by herself all night or something. And they had to like go talk to her gently or something to convince her that she lost because she didn't know how to handle it. She was just so convinced that it was hers. I mean, understand this all through the Arkansas years, 8 years in Arkansas, 8 years in Washington, all that time as a senator. So we're talking 92. Oh boy. It would have been have to been since 84. She, even before that, everything she did was for her to get into the White House. And when it didn't happen, she couldn't process the failure. And that's what the Democratic voters, the strong Democratic voters are feeling. They've seen these news headlines. There have been so many, of course, at the Pacific Daily Times, I've been keeping track. They're listed there in the election stories and the news stacks, the election story. So many stories. Look, go see. I live in the world of tomorrow. I know what's important. I know what's coming down the pike. And most of that's based on just knowing history. The rest of it is based on belief in God and purpose. I mean, you want to know the secret to miracles? Miracles happen when they have a purpose. It's just something to think about. No, you want to go read all the healing books, Jack Deere, the miracles, super Holy Ghost stuff. All that comes down. I'm familiar with it. I believe it. But there's one element that they won't tell you. Purpose. Jesus said this is no, I don't want to be Christian and try to push Graham Christianity down your throat. But entertain me here for a second if you're outside the churchianity circles. The blind man in the Bible. Think about this. If you're not Christian, then use this, please. The disciples asked Jesus, whose fault was it that this man was born blind? Was it his sin or was it his parents' sin? Jesus said, no one sinned. He was born blind so that I may be glorified, the Son of Man. Okay. Miracles have a purpose. And if purpose can drive miracles in the Bible according to Jesus, then purpose can tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. But you've got to believe in a God who's here and watching and is in charge and is on the throne. And everything's okay because he's okay. I tell you what, I am just utterly relaxed about all this. I am not in panic mode. Not at all. There's going to be a lot of shootings. It could be a million or more people that end up killed. That grieves me, but I'm not panicking. I'm not shaking, standing over in a corner, talking to myself, not knowing how to walk outside. I've not gone mental. But Democrats are. They're going to be doing what's called narcissistic rage sometimes. They're not going to be able to handle the reality that they've built themselves up into believing. And they're going to throw a temper tantrum. And the Republican voters are going to be furious and fed up. And they're going to take all their guns that the Democrats don't have because they hate them. And there's going to be a lot of fighting. Now, I don't know what, you know, some Democrats have guns, but you know what the statistics are. So it's going to, well, you know, when the U.S. military comes to march on the Democrats on the coast, on the West and East coasts, you know, what guns are they going to have against them? But they're not, you know, it's just of course, the same is going to be true when the other countries invade America eventually, because that's where we're going. I mean, if you haven't figured that out. So I live in the world of tomorrow. I know how this works. No emperors ever last forever. Only God is forever, and God is watching. And we're going to be looking at a contested election. It's going to, court systems take some process time. There are going to be investigations, but there's going to be enough for the people to see the evidence and know that there was voter fraud. And the Democrats want voter fraud because, no, follow this. Democrat voters believe, well, there's two types of Democrat voters. There's the public funding liberal. The money's always going to be there. There's always going to be people watching the government. The government's always going to be honest. It's always going to be okay. It's going to be fine. Don't worry so much. Okay, there's that, okay? Which is nice, actually, the reminder to stay calm and collected. It's great. But then there's the other type of Democrat who's disenfranchised. Justice has not been given to that Democrat. And it's this other Democrat who's been on the receiving end of apathy from the people in charge. They get kicked out of their homes. Life isn't fair to them. They don't get as good of an education. Life has not been fair. And they're mad, and they don't understand this full thing with the election process. No one's taken the time to teach them how elections work. They think if CNBC says that Biden is the president, then that's the truth, because they think it's a CNBC decision. They don't see the difference because CNBC's on the TV. Isn't that trustworthy? They don't see the difference. And so all these stories that have been coming through that I've known are going to be important, I've been posting at the Times. So many stories. Oh, Trump's such an idiot. Ha ha ha. Like, that's been in news? Not opinion, not in tabloids. News. It's like, so people reading this, here's the news. Trump is stupid. No, that's not news. That's opinion, which is fine. But it's not, it's like, what? So the Democrat voter base, the disenfranchised sector of the Democrats, have been set up for this belief that a Trump election's impossible. If it happens, it's not reality. They don't believe it. And besides, even if the majority of those evil, uncaring, bad Samaritan, not good Samaritan, bad Samaritan Republicans who never care about us anyway, who haven't stopped the police killings anyway, if they, those idiots, do elect Trump to gang up on us and get more police to come kill us, then we have to cheat in the election in order to survive. And they don't get it. The Democrat Party is just using them, or the Democratic Party. So, yeah, Republicans have made enemies and have given justification and validation to the feelings of those, that Democrat part of the voters, by not solving the problems. And so we are heading toward a reckoning, and it could last several months. We're going to figure stuff out in the next few months, but it's going to heat up, and the Democrats aren't going to accept it. And we're going to be looking at military stuff. And we're going to be looking at a very contested time during the inauguration. China's going to try to bust a move. But I know that God's on the throne. It was Isaiah. In the year of an evil king in Israel, Isaiah saw God on his throne, and his robe filled the temple. That's where my hope is. See you tomorrow.